as we know, housing isn't just an issue for older Mainers, and the city of Portland's efforts to deal with the city's increasingly expensive housing market are drawing a certain amount of criticism. Portland has imposed a new requirement aimed at ensuring middle-income earners don't get squeezed out of the market. It's called an inclusionary zoning rule, and it mandates that developers of large projects make at least 10% of the units available at a cheaper price. Opponents, however, fear the measure will actually drive up property prices and act as a chill on investment in the city. Tom Porter has more.
This is the sound of Portland's property boom. Heavy construction equipment lays the foundation for what will be a multi-million dollar 53-apartment complex due to open next summer in the East Bayside neighborhood. Under the new rule, which takes effect next month, the developer of a project of this size would be required to ensure that at least 5 of those housing units are affordable to middle-income earners, or pay a penalty of $100,000 per unit. Portland Mayor Michael Brennan says the measure is needed because Portland has such a tight housing market.
60% of people in the city of Portland rent, and right now we have anywhere from a 0 to 2% vacancy rate.
The city describes middle-income earners as those with an annual household income of between about $78,000 and $97,000. An affordable rent is described as up to 30% of income. Brennan says this kind of inclusionary zoning is crucial in making sure that ordinary people have the opportunity to both live and work in the city.
We've had a lot of development in the city, and it's been very positive for the city, and we're continuing to want to grow as a city, but we also want to have equitable development so that as we're moving forward, we don't leave anybody behind.
There is a well-documented significant gap between the median housing price being produced and the median income of the city.
That's City Councillor Kevin Donoghue, who introduced the inclusionary zoning amendment. Donoghue says the housing that's being produced in Portland, especially on the downtown peninsula, is, as he puts it, unfathomably expensive compared to what most working Mainers earn.
This is a step that's necessary to ensure that this luxury boom yields some housing for people who work for a living.
But the city council was not unanimous in its support of the new rule.
The inclusionary zoning proposal goes far beyond what government ought to do to encourage the development of affordable housing.
David Brenneman is one of the two council members who voted against the rule. While he supports the development of affordable housing, he says if it's mandated by ordinance, there will be unintended consequences. A point echoed by Chris Hall of the Portland Regional Chamber of Commerce.
Inclusionary zoning makes it more expensive to build affordable housing.
Hall says that imposing what is effectively a tax on property developers will only make housing more expensive for most people. And even though the new rule does contain added incentives for developers, allowing them to build higher, for example, he's worried it will discourage the building of more homes in the city.
We want more housing. We know it's a problem, but we're just not sure government regulation is the right way to get there.
Portland property developer Jim Brady voiced similar concerns at Monday night's council meeting.
The ultimate long-term effect is we will have less housing at a higher cost. And there are plenty of good examples around the city, around the country, including San Francisco, that has experienced exactly that scenario.
But not all property developers are opposed to inclusionary zoning.
We think it will not have a negative effect on development.
Dana Totman is president of Avesta Housing, a non-profit developer of affordable accommodation.
It will simply allow some of the development to serve people of more modest means.
According to one estimate, rents in Portland have risen by more than 17% since last year. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.